left off discussing the following Chiddush, that perhaps one could argue that Bailus is something which is only retained and only continues when it manifests itself in some concrete fashion. If, however, there is no Zika, no Kesher to a particular Chepetz, it is not relevant the fact that, technically speaking, you could argue that it is yours. In such a case, even without a formal act of Hakna, the Din Bailus Mispaka Me'eleha. Where do you see that this is true? So the several models we discussed is the following. First, the Sugya of Metziyas Avalot Mechaveis, the case of Avud Rimenu Umi Kol Adam, if it is considered to be the case of Zutel Shoyam, in such an instance as we saw, the Rashba, Rabbi Nochananel points out, even if Omi Vitzaveah, even if a person screams that he does not relinquish any rights to the particular Chepetz, we assume that that is not true. On what basis? Because we assume that he really doesn't mean it, it's just wishful thinking. Or we assume that Batul Daito Eitzel Kol Adam? Perhaps not. Perhaps the Din Bailim has to have some expression, and in this case, if it's Avud Mikol Adam, if it's absolutely out of reach, in such a case, the Torah does not recognize Bailus B'chi HaGavna, where it is something that one cannot access in any shape or form. And perhaps that is exactly the makor of Asher Tovat Mimenu. If it is Mimenu, but it's a Tzui Eitzel Acherim, one could envision a Din Bailim. If it's something which is Avud Mikol Adam, in such a case, no Din Bailim at all. The second model was the Sugim Sachim and Avav, cases of Pirurin or Sofei Te'enim. There you have a Chepetz which certainly physically isn't in Rishus, but the Gemara says it's something which is Lo Chashivi Ubatli. Normally, Stam Bnei Adam certainly not Makbid on Pirurin, and in such an instance, then we don't have a Din Bailim. It's not in Isur Geza, we wouldn't argue that you violate Bayer on Maimatze. There's no Din Bailim on Pirurin, not because it's inaccessible. It's Mamish Adar B'Shusha. The only thing is, however, it's something which Me'elov is considered to be button. The same thing is true when it comes to Sofei Te'enim, but it's Ein Bo Mishum Gezel. Now, obviously, here that is not necessarily the case. This is just an assumption of an umdana. If for whatever reason a person would intend that the Pirurim would be his, if a person wants to hold on to the Sofei Te'enim, if it would be a case of Amad Vitzavah, so certainly you would not argue that that's irrelevant and anyone could take. If a person particularly wants to preserve these Pirurim, in such a case we would argue that he violates this sort of Bayram Bayumatse. So therefore, it's something that, generally speaking, is batal me'elav. There's no din bailim because it's not rendered as a davar chashuv, even though it is considered to be a chepetz which is in Yerushas. And then the third possibility we discussed is that of Yeush. Yeush obviously deals with something which is a davar chashuv, which we don't assume that it's batal me'elav. If that's true, how is it that one simply can be mafkia bailus? So the following: if the bailus has no expression, if it's not tachas yadcha, in the sense that it is not b'shusha, it's a davar ha'avod, and furthermore that there's no ratzon ha'bailim, and that's expressed al yedei yeush, when the person says vayli chisaron kiyus. If it is something which is eno b'shusha, together with the fact that there was yeush, so therefore it's not tachas yado, it's not tachas shotono, and there is no ratzon habala ziko, in such an instance then we assume it is pachas. Not because that yeush is an overt act of hefker, but very simply, the fact that you were the bailim no longer has any expression, there's no longer any ziko or kesher that the initial baal has this particular chepet, and in that instance there is no din bailim. So even though these are three different manifestations, but the key is the same, and that is that Bailus goes hand in hand with some Zika or Kesher to the particular Chepet. And perhaps with this in mind, as we discussed, you understand how Rashi can tell us that Yeush is derived from the case of Avud Mikol Adam. These are not identical cases. Obviously, the cases are different. You wouldn't argue that Amad Vitzavach is irrelevant in the case of Yeush, but rather the Hagdara, that a Din Bailim requires some Zika l'chefetz, that is something that is derived from Asher Tova Bimeno, and if there is no Zika because of his mindset of Yeush, that is considered to be a reason as well that someone else can go ahead and take that chefetz. With this in mind, perhaps you can understand our Gemara of Isura Asliyadei. Why should that be relevant when it comes to our case of Yeush? So perhaps that is exactly the Chiddush. If Yeush was an act of Hefker, as Tosfos pointed out, would it make a difference whether it's the Hetero or Isura Asli Yadei? The fact that if he accessed it, Right, in a legitimate or illegitimate way, why should that be relevant? If a person is mafkir, he's mafkir. The answer is that no, there's no act of overt hafka. The chiddush is the following, that since there is no zika sachefet, so therefore the din bailim is paka me'atzma. It's paka me'alea. The chiddush of Yisur Yosei is the following. If I receive the chefet beheter, there's no chovas ha'ashava. If, however, it was kodem yeush in the case of aveda, or if it was in the case of zela, in such an instance, the Torah insists that there is a chovas ha'ashava. Perhaps the lumdus of our sugya very simply is the following. How can you argue that there is no zika between the baal ha'chefet, the mamono, in a case where the Torah insists on a chovas ha'ashava? Obviously, the Torah recognizes that there is a kesher. He is obligated to return the chefet to you. Perhaps that's the chiddush of Yisur Osli Yadei, that means that you cannot argue that there's no zika ben adam lemamono. In such a case, that is why that there is still a din bailim. If it was midin hefker, as Tosfos points out, so obviously there's no difference whether Yisur Eteras Yadei. That's why Tosfos says it is not considered to be kehefker gamur, and therefore, very simply, you understand that difference between Yisur and Eteras Osli Yadei. The further possible chiddush is perhaps this can resolve the issue of Tosus. The Gemara quotes the suffix of Rav, as we discussed, and one of the tzedadim of Rava is that Yeush in cases of Geneva will exceed Yeush in cases of Aveda. How can that be? In a case of Aveda, well, obviously, the Torah only recognizes Yeush if the Yeush was before it reached the Yad, Amotzi Aveda, and not if the Yeush occurred afterwards. So how could the Gemara envision that Yeush would work when it comes to cases of Gneva or Gzela? Obviously there, it is in the case of La'achar da'osliyane. So how could you envision the possibility of Gzela, which is derived from Aveda, that one would argue that the Yeush is more universal in Gneva than it is in the case of Aveda itself? That's Tosus's very pressing kasha. How do you understand even the suffix? Right, the Pirush HaMilim of the Chiddush of Rava. How in fact could that be? It's not a matter that this is different. Even within Aveda itself, whether Hetera or Yisur Asiyah is considered to be that which is critical. So perhaps the following Chiddush. It's not that a person is relinquishing overtly any Din Bailim. It means that there's no Zikalo Sachefes, the Din Bailim is Pakam Eleha. The Chiddush of Yisur Asiyah means if the Torah posits a Chovas HaShava, obviously there is a Kesher ben Adam the Mamono. The critical question is the following. Maybe within that Lumdus, one could distinguish between Gzela as opposed to Aveda. Maybe one could argue as follows. Bamed Var Mamurim. That we assume there's an obvious zika between the Baal HaChefetz Mamono, that is when that individual, the Motzi Aveda, is machzik ba'an bailim. He is holding the chefetz with intent of finding its owner to return it to him, so how could you argue that there's no din bailim? Of course the Chovas HaShavah recognizes that there is a din bailim, and furthermore, that is acknowledged by the one who is possessing the chefetz. He is attempting to find its legitimate owner. Maybe that is where we argue that the Keshev and other Lamamona is something that is maintained. In a case of Zela, where you're talking about one who obviously loves Zayis Ladina, he certainly is not being machzik the chefetz ba'an habailim, but rather lahot simian habailim. Here you have to go a step further. Here you have to argue, even though that is true, that there's no intent on the Ganav or the Gazlan in order to go ahead and to acknowledge that this other individual is the Baal HaChefetz, since in principle there's a Chovas HaShava, even though it is not being realized, not being exercised, that is sufficient in order to maintain a Zika. Perhaps one could distinguish and argue that that is not true. B'med v'amamurim, that the HaShava Sabe'en creates a Zika, when it's Aveda, when one is Mahzik Ba'ad HaBailin. In a case where that is not true, that certainly would not be the case. So therefore, one could argue that Yochinami, Yeush is more universal. It's not a question of Dayo. How could you derive a greater Chiddush than its Makar? The Yisod is that whenever there is a Zika, there's a Din Bailin. If there's no Zika, there's no Din Bailin. One could envision a Zika Losa HaChefetz in Aveda, even though that doesn't exist in the case of Neva or Zema. As he pointed out, Tosus here writes an incredible Chiddush. Tosus tells us that no, maybe we would equate Geneva to the cases of Aveda. And if you assume that Yeush works in the case of Geneva, you're going to have to make a similar distinction in cases of Aveda as well. In other words, the Poshup Shat, when it comes to Aveda, Yeush is irrelevant if it was already in the hand of the one who found the Chavetz. Once it reaches the hand of the Motzi Aveda, in such a case, whether there is Yeush or whether there's not Bechorah, that is irrelevant. Yeush is only meaningful if the Yeush occurred before you found it. Once you find the Chavetz, Yeush is Lomaylev Lomoritz. It also suggests, no, that is not true. Yeush is always relevant. If you didn't yet find the Chavetz, so as a result of Yeush, you are Kona as a Kinyan Gamur. I understand. But the next line it tells us, that's the very great Yiddish. If you already found the Chavetz name as Yeush, so now, you're Zolcha Begufa Chavetz, and there is no Chiyuv Hashava, if you hold Yeush as Kona, but nonetheless there is a Chiyuv Dami. Just as there are two tiers when it comes to Gneva and Gzela, Behei Shivas HaGzela Shogazal, Kein Shogazal Yastrim, Lav Dor Bamushumilei, who had the name when it comes to Aveda, there are two tiers. There's Hachzaras HaBe'en, and there is a Chiyuvav Hachzaras Dami. The obvious difficulty in Tosus is, Mehecha Taisi? On what basis? The fact that you have to return the Be'en, that's obvious. No, that's the Mitzvah Sashava. Of course you have to return the lost object. But this second tier, this great Chiddush of Tosus, that if you're Kona Al Yedei Yeush, so now there's a Chiyuv Damim, where in the world does that come from? Why should there be a Chiyuv Damim when it comes to a case of Aveda? When it comes to Gneiv and Gzeil, as we discussed all along, it makes perfect sense. They're Kinyane Gneiv, they're Kinyane Gzeil, a Gana for a Gana is Chayuv Ba'onsin. He has a Din Bailin. But the Torah posits a Chovas Hashava. And what is that Chovas Hashava? Im ke'en shegonav yachzir, v'imlav d'orbal v'nishlomelei. I understand. When it comes to the Motzi Aveda, the same thing is true. He's kone with the Chovas Hashava, and you could argue the Chovas Hashava has two tiers. Havzara sabe'en, and if not, then a chiyuv damim. The most bechori you could argue is that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer. Either a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. Well, that's Prut Rabbi Yosef. What does that mean? He has a Chiyuv Shmira. So he's Chayiv in Shia. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef, a Shomer Aveda is Chayiv even in cases of Geneva Vaveda. If it wasn't Shia and if it wasn't Geneva Vaveda, he's Potter. But there's a Chiyuv Damim. Imagine you'll tell the Shomer that you have to return the Chavetz, but if there's known as Gomer, the Shomer Chinam has a Chiyuv Damim. You'll say nonsense. Where is a Shomer have a Chiyuv Damim? So this Shomer Aveda is Dino Kishomer Chinam, Dino Kishomer Sachar. He wasn't Poshea. So in such a case, why should you argue that, well, if you can't return the Chavetz, you're obligated to pay for the Chavetz? On what basis do you have to do so? This is what troubles with Tos in Simon Shin Nun Gimel Sif Katan Beis. But Tos writes the following: Yeush Daveda, let the Chiyuv Damim Al Shas HaHadba. It's not that when you took the Chavetz, now there is a Chiyuv incumbent upon you to return. What do you mean? Aveda Eino Ela Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Aveda is only a Shomer Chinam, the Tos writes, or a Shomer Sachar, according to Rabbi Yosef. And now, the Chol HaShomrim Ein Mischadim Ela B'Shas Shia. And the Chiyuv of a Shomer is not from the time of the onset of the Shmira, it's from the time of the Shia, Gneva, Veda, whatever the Chiyuv of Tashlimin is. That's what you find in Chosh Mishpat Nesimin Shin Mem Aleph. So, on what basis should there be a Chiyuv Tashlimin? Very difficult artosis. So the Ktos just writes the following, but again, what the Ktos means is still very difficult. The Ktos writes that Al-Karchach Tzorach Lomar, the Yeush Gufa, Afilu Lamanda Amar Asa Liyadei Kodem Yeush, it is only Liknos Gufa Chefetz Avala Inyan Damim Lo Kanim. When we say the possibility in the Gemara that Yeush would in fact work, what does it mean that Yeush is Kona when it comes to Aveda? It means that you are partially Kona. You're Kona the Chefetz Aval Inyan Hadamim Lo Konile. The Imkain Havile Shir Bekinyana. The question is, what simply does that mean? Excels writes that Yeush is not a Kinyan Gamor. Yeush is a Kinyan Achatzayim. So you're Kona the Gufa of Dover, the Gufa of En, but you're not Kona the Gabi Dover. And that's only if it was a case where the Yeush followed the fact that you found the Chepetz. If you found the Chepetz before, then it's completely yours. The question is, what exactly does that mean? That the fact that the Torah recognizes such a concept as a kinyan achatzayin, that's not so unusual. We've discussed that many times. You can have a kinyan gamor, you can fully own a chefetz, and you can own a chefetz legabe din A and not legabe din B. That's not so unusual. Right? That's what the Ritzvah writes, for example, in Kedushin Af Yud Gimel, all shibudim. Shibud is a kinyan achatzayin. It means the malva owns the chefetz legabe gviyah. But he doesn't own the chefetz that he can do whatever he wants with it. You can envision that there's a concept of kinyan achatzayin, dekel leperosav. I can own a dekel, I can't destroy the dekel, but I can own it as far as the peros. It's not considered to be a davar shel bali olam. But what exactly does it mean here? If you hold that yeush is kone, it's not a kinyan gamor, but rather it's a kinyan achatzayin, you're kone the be'en, but you're not kone the chefetz as far as davin is concerned. And that's only if it's osei el b'yisura, not if it's osei b'dehetera. That's very difficult. The Stipler points this out, right, in Bav Metzia, Simin Chafei. He quotes this concept of the Tzos, right, as Yeush in a case of Yisur HaSiyad is a Kinyan HaChatzayim. Yapusim Yeush has two halachos. If it was Asi B'yad LeHetera, it's a Kinyan Gamor, there's no Chiv Damin. But if it's Asi Yisur, then Yeush only becomes a Kinyan Leguf HaDavar. But the Chiv Damin still resides with the Baal HaChefetz, Mechat HaYisim. Right, the Stipler writes, "Vasvara enum of enesetiv, the map sharuzen, the bisuras liyadei." So it's not ma'akev zechias kufa chepetz, but mishar b'kinyana that there's a chiyuv damim. Why should you assume that's true? So how then do you understand our tosus that a motzei aveda has a chiyuv damim? Where does that come from? So the Stipler writes an incredible chiddush, but also a great, great chiddush. He writes that Enochin Ami, this is the Shia. Shomer Aveda has a chiyuv shmira, either shamachinam, shamasacha. He's certainly chayiv Shia. And where does this chiyuv damim come from? The answer is because this motzei aveda was posheya. How was the motzei aveda posheya? I found this chefetz, and the Bailam have you shown him, we're miyayish. Why is that my fault? I was posheya that he gave up any hope of being able to find this chefetz once again. So Stipler writes a very great chiddush. He quotes Aaron Gemara, Daf Samach Vav. Gozal chametz v'ovav ha-pesach. So in such a case, you can say Harei Shocha Lefanecha. Well, the Gemara says the following: the fact that the chometz is nesa, so certainly there's yeush. Well, when the guy wants to get it back, it's worthless. So obviously there is yeush. The Gemara says Visal Tadad Yechiyush Kone. So therefore, how can you say Harei Shocha Lefanecha? Now, so what is our Gemara answer? That no, ki kamina yeush kone, when do you assume that yeush is a kinyan? That's only if it's zem is yaish, the Baal HaChefer expresses yeush, but the ze rotze liknos. But the one who possesses the chefetz desires to be kone. In this particular case of chomet, true zem is yaish, that's true, but the ze eino rotze liknos. What do you see from here? That Yeush is not Bal Korcho. That Yeush involves both parties. The Baal HaChefetz is Miyayish, But the one who possesses the chametz is rotze liknos. Rotze liknos. In brackets, the Seifler writes that no, this fits in very well with the ksos and simon tavav, the nesivus or some base we discussed. That maybe when it comes to yeush, ada osilur shazoche. So good, he was miayish. Yeah, but yeush is not enough. Ada osilur shazoche. That means that I have to do something in order to acquire the chayfet. So the ksos writes harifus. So therefore, if he was miayish. But I would not be Kameh, I would have to return the chafetz to him. The fact that Rotze Liknos, that is what is Motzi the chafetz, Mershus Banim Harishonim, that is called Poshea. As a result of my desire to be Kameh, I have deprived the Bala chafetz of that which is his. So in such a case, that is considered to be an act of Pshia. If it wasn't for me, he would still retain his din by me. It's as a result of my desire, liknos et hachefetz. That is the chiyuv shia. It's a fascinating chiddush that yeush could be a kona b'kinyan gamur. But the fact that I am willing to accept that chefetz, that is an act of shia in terms of my chiyuv shmira, and that's the basis of the chiyuv dam. That's what he wrote. That's a very original Kiddush. That's the Chibir of our Tosus. The difficulty, Mechora, is also perhaps somewhat obvious, and that's the following. The Balaam already expressed Yeush. And that means, La'achar Yeush, anyone in this world can take this Chayfetz. Once there is Yeush, anybody can seize it. As far as anybody else, Mamish Eteros Liyadeh. Anybody can take this Chayfetz. So therefore, this Chayfetz, right, is up for grabs. Anyone can take it. And if they do so, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. They have a right to be Mafzik. There's nothing wrong with taking a Chayfetz, which is a Dabra Avod Achar Yeush, but I still have a Chiyuv Shmira. I still have chiyuvei shmira. Chiyuvei shmira what? I have a chiyuvei shmira to prevent geneva, because you're going to come and you're going to seize this chayfetz. I have a chiyuvei shmira to present pshia, because if you come, and anyone's entitled to take it. So, do we argue that la'achar yeush, even if you'll grant the position of the ksos and the sivis, that it's al da'os to the yadei, but the fact that the Torah allows the chiyah al yadei acherim, so that's not a contradiction. Anyone can access it, Beheter Gamra, but you have a Chiyuv Shmira. And therefore, when you access it, that's considered to be Pshia. Rosh Hashanah, as Rosh Weiss pointed out, they're very mistaken. If Kol Echad Yachal Ahasik, so in such a case, the Chiyuv Shmira is Batal Me'emav. How is there a Chiyuv Shmira once the Bailim are Me'ayish? Even though it's a fascinating possibility that the Zechiyah itself is considered to be an act of Shia, only as far as the Shomer, not as far as anybody else, they have no Chiyuv Shmira. But to argue that the Chiyuvei Shmira maintain themselves Lachar Yeush, when anyone in this world has the right to be Zochen, that would be, it's a very, very great Yeush. Perhaps the Kavan of Tosus then, right, is the following. Perhaps one could argue that just as when it comes to a case of Zema, we're arguing the following, that there is no Zika. Again, this is all within the possibility that Yeush works, even in cases of Gneva. Meaning what? That in a case of Gneva Lachar Yeush, there's no longer any Zika, any Kesher, that the Bala Chayfetz has. Now, the fact that in principle there's a chovas hashav is insufficient. So maybe one could argue that huha dinami when it comes to cases of aveda as well. In the sense that the kozman that the motz aveda is willing to return the chayfetz, you're right, that reinstates, that preserves, right, the keshev and adon amamono. But if at any point in time the Motzi Aveda would decide that he will not return it, but he will be Machzik the Chefetz, in such a case, then there is no Zika whatsoever. There is no longer a Din Bailim. So then, perhaps we would argue that now the Chovas Hashava, right, is right, the Torah's Damim, not in terms of Hasdoras Aveda. There is a Chovas Hashava when it comes to Aveda, because the Yeush occurred after it was already Asir Rishus, Motzi Aveda. So normally speaking, that requires the Hasdoras Aveda, because there is a Zika, there is a Keshe. But in a case where obviously here the Motzi Aveda is not willing to return the Davar HaBe'en, as in this case, he's not giving the Davar HaBe'en back, claiming that it is considered to be Lachar Yeush, and therefore he is entitled, maybe one would argue that that breaks any link that the Baal HaVeda, that the Baal HaChepetz has with his Mama, and therefore perhaps there is a Chiyuv Damim, just as there is when it comes to the case of Gneva or Zayin. But again, it's a difficult split that the Tosus makes. In terms of that next Tosus, where Tosus writes that you should realize the fact that the Gemara thinks that there's a difference between Asiyah Beheter and Asiyah Beisura, that you see apparently that Yeush is not comparable to Hefker. And we pointed out the Chiddush Tosus in the Sivus, that means a fundamental difference. Hefker, that Bailus is Paka, take it from Yad, Mashenke when it comes to Yeush, and the Asir Rosh Zoche. Based on this whole Lundus, one could argue that that is not necessarily what Tosus means. When Tosus writes that Yeush is Eino Kehefker Gamor, is that necessarily Tosus' point? Maybe not. Maybe one could argue that Tosus is stressing what we've been discussing, a fundamental difference. That when it comes to Hefker, there, that is a chalos that you create. How did this chefetz become hefker? The answer is because the Baal HaChefetz was actively mafkir. Well, if that was the assumption, that the fact that he gave up any hope is considered to be an overt act of hefker, then what difference does it make? Whether it's heteros the yaday, yisros the yaday, why should that matter at all? When Tosus says that Yeush is eino kehefker, maybe it means exactly this point. That Yeush is not a chalos she'osa ha'adam, but rather, when there is no zika ben adam ha'mamono, so therefore, memela, right? Nifka zika spilim. Isn't this very mistaber, even in terms of how it is that one is mafkir? How it is that one is expressing Yeush. If I want to be mafkir a chefetz, I say, hare ze hefker. I state that I declare this chefetz is onerous. When it comes to Yeush, I don't say so. I don't say that this will be subject to Yeush. Right? A person makes an unfortunate representation. He says, vaylich yisarnkis. He says, I just lost a fortune of money. He had something very valuable and he can't find it, and he says, I just suffered a loss. That does not sound like the person creates a chalos. When I say harei ze hefker, that's true. There's no statement that shehei yeush. The statement is vaylei chisaron kis. That perhaps is the chiddush of Tosus, that yeush is eino kehefker gamor. Perhaps it has the same toksa. It means that there's a Hafkav, it didn't buy him. But how that occurs is very different. It's not because the Baal HaChepetz is mafkia, it's because since there is no Kesher in Zika, the didn't buy him is Paka Meila. And perhaps the most fascinating raya then, right, this is what we alluded to before, but the machlokis between Abai and Rava, of Yeush Shalom Das. How do you understand Rava Shita? That Yeush Shalom Midas Haviyeush. Where do you have such a thing? Would you ever assume when it comes to a chalos that a chalos Shalom Midas Mahani? I can be mafker something shalom idas. I can mekadesh an isha shalom idas. I can make a shvu or a neder be mafker shtruma shalom idas. Doesn't it make sense? What does that mean? If I would have known, I would have. If I would have known, the person says, I would have married this woman. If I would have known, I would have divorced this woman. So someone will come forward and say that the kedushin was tal, the gerushin was tal. If I would have known, I would have done A, B, C, and D. You can create a chalos in that fashion. All of a sudden, Rabbi says, if you would have known that that object fell out of your pocket and fell down the drain, you would have been miyayish, and therefore there's yeyush. How do you have a chalos, which is shalom idas? And yet Rabbi says, yeyush shalom idas have yeyush. Perhaps that's the greatest indicator that yeyush is not the creation of a chalos. Yeyush is a reality that there is no longer a din bayim. So one possibility is when I state vayli chisan kis, the chefetz and the brishusi, there's no ratzon habal. But if there is a reality, a matzav, a metzius of, maybe that also is considered to be sufficient, just like avud nikolodom. Who cares if you acknowledge it? Amad v'tzavach. But if this is absolutely out of reach, you understand that the Torah does not recognize it in Bailim. See, one could have understood Yeyush in a couple of ways. One possibility of Yeyush is the following, that when a person expresses Yeyush by the Chisar and Kis, in such a case, the Torah considers to be that to be an act of Efker. I could say Harani Mafker, or I could imply Efker. I could say, I just suffered a loss. But the Bible says Nifka through that assertion, through that Gili Das. It's considered to be, right, a Hafkosa Bible in a direct sense. But the Torah is more flexible. You don't have to state explicitly Harini Mafkir. You can also say that Vailech Yisran Kis. These other possibilities know that they are completely different. That Yeyush simply is the reality of that nituk ha-chefetz, that the chefetz no longer relates to the bayim. And it is not considered to be that chalos that you create yourself. Well, those are the two options of yeyush. The first one is like hefker. The second is, no, it's completely different. Akhara, that's the observation of Dosis. Dosis says, wait, the fact that the Gemara says there's a difference between teros liyadei, yisuros liyadei. The Tosfos says, you see, that yeyush eino kehefker gomor. If it was an act of hefker, so what happens next is irrelevant. Whether the person who accessed it did so be'isur, did so be'heter, why should that make a difference? The fact that those factors are relevant, as you see, it's not an overt act of being masker the chefetz. That's Tosfos's finish. And that would allow for them, Lumdus, to argue that the Torah is not mafkia. If there's a chovas hashava, that is able to preserve it in bailim. If that's true, there is no hechrich whatsoever from this Tosfos to assume, as the Nesivos does, that yeyush and hefker in terms of their totsa are fundamentally different. But one is chal teiku from yad, and one is chal only ad al hashuzbo mechateisim. Why should seem that that's true? In fact, one could argue that the opposite is the case. If yeyush means that there's no longer any zika or any kesher, and therefore the Torah does not recognize any din bailim, that the Torah should be chal teiku from yad. Why should that be different than anything else? Bailus has to have an expression. Well, if it's eino b'rishusi, and I have no desire to go ahead and to retrieve that chefetz, there's yeyush, and therefore the Torah says, in such a case, you don't have a din bailim. So what are three cases? No, zutu shayam. Zutu shayam requires adas l'shus bailim? Of course not. The other case, sofei teinim. The Torah says, lo chashiv yu batlein. There's no bailus on Sofei Teinim, there's no bailus on Birurin. There's no bailus in a case where there's Yeyush. Why should one assume that it's only Adas Rishus Zochet? Not just the Netilas HaRishus, hereby grant permission for anybody to come and to take the chayfed mitznachal until that point. The Ktos and Simen Tavav also maintains, like the Nesivos, that Yeyush is only Adasar Shazoche, and the Ktos brings another Raya from our Sugya. The case we mentioned as follows, of Gozal Chametz, V'Ava V'Pesach, Omer L'Haresha Chalafanecha. A Chiddush that the Gazan can say here, this is your Chametz. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Obviously there's Yeyush. And if you hold that Yeyush is Koneh, so therefore what right do you have to say Haresha Chalafanecha? So the Gemara says, but no, keep coming on out that Yeyush is Koneh, that's Zemiyayish, and it's Rotel Iknos. In the case of Chametz, it's Zem Mitzayish, that's true, however, Zem Ein Rotz Liknos. Why should that be relevant? The Rotz Liknos or Ein Rotz Liknos? The Ktos writes, if you assume that Al Yedei Yeyush, immediately, Idiotim Rishus Habal, so in such a case, why should it matter whether that next step, Rotz or Ein Rotz Liknos? If you argue that Yeyush is only Ad Aster Shuzoche, you understand very well. The Yeyush alone, that's not enough. Ad Aster Shuzoche, what do you mean Aster Shuzoche? I have no intent of fully acquiring this Chametz, which is Aster Bachin, Aster Bahana. If you hold that it's Chal, take it from Yab, it's those rights. So Mamonim Ratzah HaGazan Lizkos, why should that make a difference? It's already Yatsim Rishus Bainim at that particular time. It says, not Poshuk Shan Gemara. That Yeyush is only Ad the Oster Rishuzok, and therefore you need Rotel Iknos. If you look in that Shuv in the Be'er Yitzchak, we mentioned earlier, Yerodeh Simen Chav Gimel, right, that disagrees with itself, disagrees with the Nesivim. There, Rabbi Yitzchak raises this chakira, whether the cholvach ha'ashava kain shegoz le'yachzir ma'av don ba'al mashlimilei, is that dependent on the bailus of the bailam harishonim, the nigzal, or is that dependent on the kinyanim da'acherim of the ganav in the gazlan? Im kain shegoz le'yachzir v'im la'av, then there is the chiyuv damim. That point, the imlav, if you are kona, there's a chiyuv damim. So what in fact is that dependent on? Let's assume, for example, that the bailam harishonim relinquish, but you cannot acquire. So as far as your chiyuv hashav is concerned, is that intact? Or do we argue that no, that already is impaired because the bailam harishonim already relinquished? The Bar Yitzchak assumes that no, that calls man shlo zachavah ha-gazlan, if the gazlan does not acquire, so therefore the chovas hashav is intact. That im lav dama bala shumli, it's not from the perspective of the bala chayfez, but rather from the perspective of the ganav for the gazlan. So therefore, even if we argue that yeyush is paka immediately, but there's a chovas hashavah. And that Chovas HaShavah does not depend on his relationship to the Chayfet. That's depend on your relationship to the Chayfet. In such a case, if Eino Rotzel Iknos, in such a case, the Chovas HaShavah is still intact, and therefore, you have a right to assume Harei Shachal Lefanecha. That's the Lebar Yitzvah. It's not a Chedis Raya. The Argamar is not a Raya, right, clearly to the Skiddush of Ad Oser Shuzokah. Reb Shimon Shkop addresses this issue, this Bar Yitzchak, points to the following. Look more a little bit later, Samaches Siman Aleph tells us the following. If you assume that Yeyush is not Koneh, when it comes to Gneva, Yeyush is not Koneh. Now, Veda, yes, but not when it comes to cases of Gneva. Yisroas Le'yodeh. And therefore, it's not Koneh. So the Gemara says, what happens if Gonav, Veshachat, I steal, I do shchita, but the shchita was la'achar yeyush. so I stole, there was Yeush, but Yeush itself is not Kona, because he's Suras Liyadei. And then, Tavakom Achar. So the Gemara says, no, you're Chayiv, Dalav Behei. If Yeush is not Kona, no, so the Chayiv still belongs to the Balaam HaRishonim. In which case, that's gone out to Tavach, you're Chayiv, Dalav Behei. If Yeush is Kona, of course you're not. But if you hold that Yeush is not Kona, when it comes to Gnevis, you're Chayiv, Dalav Behei. So Shemeskop just raises the following difficulty. If you assume that Yeush is like Hefker, and that is that Mishas Yeush, it's already out of the Rishus of the Balaam HaRishonim. Take a Fumiya, Yotzer Rishus Balaam HaRishonim. It's true, the Ganav does not fully acquire, because the Ganav has a Chovas HaShava, but from the perspective of the Balaam, it's already out of his Rishus Mishas Yeush, as this one comes to Aveda. And the only reason you have to return it is because you have a Chovas HaShava. Is it so simple as the Gemara writes Yechayiv Dalav Behei? One Mechor would argue as follows. Gana, there is Yeush. Once there is Yeush, it's already out of the Rishus of Balaam HaRishonim. Why do you have to return at all? I have to return because I have a Chovas HaShava. But if I were to go ahead now and be Toveach, because it's so obvious, I'd be Chayiv Dalav Behei. We could still argue, Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher. Because it's Yotze Miyad Balaam HaRishonim Yishas Yeush. In other words, even if you hold Yeush does not work when it comes to Gneva, what does that mean? It's irrelevant. The Gemara doesn't say it's irrelevant. The Gemara says he's Suras Liyadei. That of Shimon Shkup interprets to mean the following. Despite the fact that there's Yeush, nonetheless, there's a Chovas HaShava because he's Suras Liyadei. And if you would argue that Yeush means that the Din Bailim HaRishonim is Paka immediately, so in such a case, shouldn't you argue that despite the fact that this is not fully Balaam HaRishonim, you still have a Chovas HaHashava, Yisuras Liyadei. But maybe you could still argue that if Tavach HaMachri be Chayiv, or you would not be Chayiv Dalavei, maybe be Potter from Dalavei, Shlo Tavach V'Shlo Mocher. Why does the Gemara assume so obviously that if Yeush is not Kone, one would be Chayiv Dalavei? Elamai, maybe that further is the right, but goes to the Sivis, that no, B'shas Yeush, nothing is Paka. And therefore, you're Chayiv Dalav Behei. But if you would argue that Shimon writes, like the Bar Yitzchak, that it's Paka Miyad, like Hefker, so why should you Chayiv Dalav Behei? So according to this possibility we've been presenting, one could answer that as well. Isura Asliyadeh does not mean, as Rav Shimon Shkup interprets in this kasha, as though that the Yeush is Chal, it's just that since it's Isura Asliyadeh, you have a Chovas HaShava. It's the fact that you have a Chovas HaShava, how do you know that that creates a Chiyuv Dalav Behei? Perhaps the Lumdus is the following, as we mentioned. Isura Asliyadeh means there is still a Zika, there's still a Kesher between the Balaam HaRishonim and the Mamono. That's Yisuras Liyadeh. The fact that the Torah says you have to return it to him means the Torah recognizes that individual as being the Balaam, and therefore there's no Yeush. Yeush is meaningless. Even if Yeush in Aveda means it's Paka Miyad, in a case of Gneva where it's Isura Asliyadeh, in such a case it's not that despite the fact that there is Yeush, there is a secondary, extrinsic Chovas HaShava, and then you can raise the question, how do you know that Chovas HaShava is enough to generate a Chiyuv Dalav Behei? The answer is the following, by virtue of the fact that there is a Chovas HaShava, how can you say that Paka Din Bailim? That's Yisur Asliyadeh. There's still a Zikalos or Chayfet. In which case, it means that he is fully the Balam HaRishonim. And therefore, the Gemara writes, well, of course you're Chayiv Dalad Bein. Because if you hold that Yehush is not Kona B'Gneva, that means because of Yisur HaSiyadeh, that means there is still a Zika Ben Adam L'Mamono, and therefore, you can't say Shlo Tavet V'Shlo Mamocher. And therefore, that again is no raya to the Ksos and the Sivas that Yeush is only la'achad asr shezoche. When Yeush works, it's immediate. The Chiddush of Yisur HaSiyadeh means it doesn't get off the ground, because this is still considered to be the chetah of the Balam HaRishonim. A further point. This will be very relevant to the Tosfos that we'll see, and Daf Samach Vav Amud Bet. Tosfos writes that even if you assume that Yehush alone is not Kona, that's Yehush Kedimo Kona, Yehush by itself. So let's assume, for example, you have Yehush which is accompanied by a Shin Rishus. Tosfos says, Samach Vav Amud Bet Masto Shma Mina, Yehush and Shin Rishus is Kona. Yehush and Shin Rishus is Kona. How exactly does that work? This combination of Yehush and Shin Rishus. Tosfos doesn't say it explicitly, but when you learn that Tosfos, right, it would appear that you can derive like the lumdus from the Tosfos as well. There are two fundamental possibilities in Yehush and Shin Rishus. Maybe one possibility is the following, that Shin Rishus is Kohen. Shin Rishus is Me'etzem HaKinyan. Just as Shin Yon Hashem, the Gemara suggests, is Kohen. Just as Shin Yon Maisa is Kohen. Shin Rishus, the Torah recognizes as being a Kinyan as well. Maybe that's Pashut Shah. Yehush and Shin Rishus. He says Shin Rishus is Kohen, even if Yehush alone is not. But either Shin Rishus, then it is. Or maybe one could suggest a very fascinating possibility, and that is that, you know what? Shin Rishus is not Me'etzem HaKinyan at all. Perhaps Shin Rishus is just simply the following. Well, we know Yehush is Kona. We know from the Parsha Sahaveda that Yehush is Kona. Why then doesn't Yehush work in cases of Gneva or Gzela? No, very simply. Yar Gemara says because of Yisuras Liyadeh. Yisuras Liyadeh. Well, if it's Yehush with Shin Rishus, that is Hetera Asliyadeh. If it's in the hand of the Ganner for the Gazlan, that's Yisur Asliyadeh. How did you get this Chayfetz? Yisur Asliyadeh. If there was the Shin Rishus just simply is an example of Hetera Asliyadeh, in which case Yehush is Kona. That's the statement of the Ramban. That's what the Ramban writes in the Mochamos. And this is also the Tosfos of Sukkah and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where Tosfos and the Ramban assume a very great Chiddush, that it's not that the Shin Rishus is Me'etzem HaKinyan. That's a problem solved. We have a problem of Yisur HaSiyadeh. So that problem can be dealt with as long as it was subject to a Shin Rishus. For the next sugya that we'll do, you have to take a look, right, that Mochamos. You can take a look at the Rambam, Perakei Alas of Gimel of Hilchos Gneiva, where the Rambam writes a very important Chiddush, but before it's against the Mochamos. We always say Yehush and Shin Rishus, right? What about Shin Rishus and Yehush? How critical is that order, Yehush and Shin Rishus? The Rambam writes, doesn't matter. You can have Yehush and Shin Rishus, or you can have Shin Rishus and Yehush. from the Rambam. It's obvious, but again, it's Machamos then, no? If Shini Rishus is May Etzem HaKinyin, so one could argue that, does it really matter whether it preceded Yeyush, it followed Yeyush? But if you will tell me that Shini Rishus is not part of the Kinyin at all, Shini Rishus is just Heteros Liyadei, well then it makes of course a world of difference. Then the Shini Rishus has to occur L'achar Yeyush. If there was Yeyush when the third party receives it, it's like an Aveda L'achar Yeyush. But if he will receive it Kodem Yeyush, then what do you mean? Now this third party has a Mitzvah Sashava. That's comparable to Yisuros Liyadei. This is a fundamental machlokes, how you understand Yeyush and Shini Rishus. This is what the Ktos discusses in Shin and Gimel, Sivkat Nalev. Whether Yeyush and Shini Rishus are two elements of a Kinyan, or whether the Kinyan is simply either Yeyush and Shini Rishus solves our problem of Yisuros Liyadei. If you assume that the purpose of Shini Rishus just solves the problem of Heteros Liyadei, Yisuros Liyadei, okay, I understand. But if you assume, like many Rishonim, the Rambam is not a Das Yochid, many Rishonim, as we'll see, right, that Shini Rishus is considered to be part of the Kinyan itself, why? What's wrong with the comment of the Machamos? Why do you need a Shini Rishus? Why is that needed? If Yeyush is Kohen, Yeyush is Kohen. The only problem is, as far as this guy, the Ganav for the Gazan, is concerned, is Yisuros Liyadei. So, if now the Chepetz flips to a third party, and it's Heteros Liyadei, so of course Yeyush is Kona. Yeyush is Kona in Aveda, no one denies that. Yeyush is Kona whenever it is Asib Yadav Heteros. So if there is Yeyush, and there is the Shini Rishus, of course the third party can keep the chepetz. Why do you have to come on to this chiddush that Shini Rishus is considered to be the Geder HaKnav? We just said to Machlokas Rishonim. Many Rishonim maintain that Shini Rishus is like Shini Hashem, like Shini Maisa. Al Yedizeh you are Kone. Isn't the Ramban 100% right? If it was Bal Yado, came into the third party's hand, Achar Yeyush, so why isn't that different from the case of Aveda? No? Why should anybody disagree? Right, with the Schiddush of the Machamos, the Tosus and Sukkah and Atlamet, we'll see. Our Tosus Poshim Shem disagrees. So again, according to right, the Zlundas, you can understand very, very well. The fact that it's Yisura Asliyadeh, if you were to understand Yisuros Yadeh as the following, that really Yeyush is coming, but Yisuros Yadeh is a problem for the Ganav for the Gazan. Why? Because despite the fact that Yeyush is coming, yeah, but this guy has a Chovas Hashava. So for him, Yeyush does not help. Well then yes, then the question is a very good one. So what about for someone else? Where it's Heteros Yadeh, Shini Rishus? So he should be kona b'yeyush, like in the case of Aveda. But if you argue that's not the lumdus of Yisuros Liyadei, Yisuros Liyadei means the following: that since the Torah insists on a chovas hashava, So therefore there is a zika, there is a kesher. It means that the status of the Banim HaRishonim was never paka. So the fact that now it belongs to a third party, no, that requires some haknah. See, the simple svara is that you're kona al yidei yeish, and there's a particular problem regarding you, the ganav or gazlan, because he's saros liyadei. Well, if that problem is solved, a third party, so it's a teros liyadei. Why would anyone disagree? The answer is that no. The fact that it's saros liyadei to the ganav or the gazlan, that preserves the din bailin. The fact that the Torah insists on a mitzvah hashava means that he is the bala chefetz. If he is the bala chefetz, that is relevant to everyone. It's not just relevant to the ganav or gazlan. That's relevant to everyone. So if he is still the bala chefetz, how did you, party three, become the bala chefetz? That's the chiddush of the Rishonim, that shina rishus is konen. That's a kinyan. The question is, what do they have to come out with such a chiddush for the shina rishus is konen? Maishna aveda. No, because in the case of aveda, where there's yeyush, that didn't buy them as paka. In a case of Gneva, when there's Yeyush Sinta Zachovas Hashava, the Din Bailam is not Paka. In such a case, that's when you require some Hakna. And therefore, Tosus assumes that a Shin Rishus is a Kinyan. It's not just simply, right, problem solving to get out of the Ganav's problem of Yisras Liyadei. That lechor is the basis of the machlokas Rishonim, as we'll see. Again, so the whole assumption is that when we assume, right, that Yeyush is kone, it's not comparable exactly to the case of Hefker. In the case of Zutul Shoyam, it's not that there was actual Yeyush, but rather Zutul Shoyam is used, right, as the model in order to be able to define, right, the Dinba. This is the package of Rosh Hashanah, right, in Bava Kamma and Siman Mem, right? But somewhat of a hemshech, right? But this is not found in the Siman. But if you look in the Rambam and also the Zeila Vaveda, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud, the Rambam seems to be explicit that is not Zutul Shoyam. Zutul Shoyam seems to be actual Yeyush. Not just simply that Zutul Shoyam serves as the model of what is considered to be a Din Bayim. The Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud, Hamotze Aveidu B'Zutul Shoyam, or else the case of Shlishol Shonar. So the Rambam writes, Areza Shamotze, the one who finds is allowed to keep it. Why? Because the pasuk says Asher Tovad Mimenu, and that means something which is Avud Mimenu, but Mitzuy Yitzel Kol Adam. But in this case, what do you mean? Here it's Avud Mimenu Umi Kol Adam. Good. And then the Rambam adds one line. That's the problem. Sheze Vaday Nisyayin Shemenu. That's what the Rambam adds. Because if that's the case, it's Avud Mi Kol Adam, Ze Vaday Nisyayin Shemenu. That sounds like the Zutul Shoyam is Yeyush. Shezev Vaday Nisyayin Shemenu. Zutul Shoyam is Mutter because Mitam Yeyush. Not that this is a model, a Hafkad, and Bailin. Yes, this is not printed in the Siman, but this Rav Ashoy pointed out in the Shiurim, right, Baal Peh, that this Rambam does not sound that way. He pointed out that this is also a difficulty within Rabbeinu Chanana, because if you look in Rabbeinu Chanana, it's found above Metzia, right, in Chavdeiz Medeiz, the Sugim Zutul Shoyam, Rabbeinu Chanana writes explicitly as the Rambam, Zutul Shoyam is Midin Yeyush. The difficulty, if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, just a little bit later, Chavdalad Mabeis, Rabbeinu Chananel is explicit that Zutto Shayam reply even Kisha Amad the Tzavach. Even if he screams, but he doesn't relinquish, and he didn't bind him. So even Rabbeinu Chananel uses that language that the Rambam follows. The Zutto Shoyam is mitam yeyush. You have to say something, because Rabbeinu Chananel writes that it's even in the case of Amad Tzavach. So on the one hand, right, the pasuk says Rachman that Tova Dimenu. The Gemara interprets that Rachmana Sharia, but the Rambam Rabbeinu Chananel writes that is midin yeyush. What was the kasha of the Rashba against Rashi? We saw, how can you say it's midin yeyush? Amad Tzavach. So maybe you would have thought to argue, maybe they disagree. Maybe in the case of Amad Tzavach, it doesn't have the dinim of Zutto Shoyam. But you see, that's not true. Rabbeinu Chananel is explicit. So how do you resolve, right, this apparent difficulty? How can you argue at once that Zutto Shoyam really is midin yeyush, and at the same time argue that when it comes to the case of at Amad Tzavach, we ignore. It's just a question of Bakul Daita Yitzhak Al Adam. Someone, Rasha Weiss, was giving the shears, so he told those who were present to take a look at the Haggadah Shel Pesach, right, in Simin Gimel. This is a piece, right, that he has on, right, the Chasa L'mara. He didn't tell people what the connection was, but the Chiddush in that piece, you can take a look, it's found in the Haggadah page, Reisha Beis. It's also a very fascinating sugya. Is this type of issue, when the Torah presents a certain halacha, and the Chachamim will be magdir the halacha, they will give you the Tam HaMitzvah, or the Tam HaHalacha, and that is its Hagdara, but the Tam is not Mufurish Bekra. Do the Chachamim have the right to, right, expand or to limit the scope of the Halacha based on that Hagdara? Not exactly. It's similar to what we discussed in the past about Rosh Hashanah time of the Bekra, but very simply, the Torah will state the Halacha, and the Chachamim will say, right, that the basis of the halacha is A. Do you have a right to assume, well, if A doesn't apply, the halacha does not apply? Or maybe A would apply in many cases, the halacha should apply in many, many cases. Do you have a right to assume that? The assumption that a Rosh Hashanah works with, right, is that no. Even if the Chachamim will grant the Hagdara to a particular mitzvah, or a particular halacha, you do not define the scope of the halacha based on that time. And there you'll take a look. He presents, right, two fundamental rayas. Right, one is from the Sugi Nidarma Daf Ayin Gimel, Kol Haloderes Al Daz Bailei Noderes. The other is the Sugi Bavastra and Daf Kuf Nun Tes. Psul Krovim. He just added that he left it out of the Haggadah, but he would have brought a third Rai, and that's our Sugya, right, the Zutto Shoyam. The Lamdus is as follows. The Pasuk says Asher Tov Adimen. That's the Halacha of Avod Mikol Adam. The Torah tells us that something which is out of reach, no mitzvah sashava. There's no din bayin. The Torah doesn't say more than that. But the Chachamim, right, they provide, right, the Hagdara. The Hagdara is one word. Yeyush. Yeyush. Well, it's just like Seiras HaKasu. Zutto Shoyam, Tov Imenu. But it's Avod Mikol Adam, no. It has a Hagdara. It has a framework. The Hagdara is Yeyush. However, that does not mean you have the right to go the next step and say as follows, and therefore, if the Hadara or the Tam does not apply, the Halacha would not apply. In other words, in a case of Amad Tzavach, how can you say the person is Miyayish? And therefore we should argue that we don't apply the Halacha of Zitul Shayam. The Torah didn't mention anything about Yeyush. The Torah just told us categorically that if it's Tovad Mimenu, but Metzuyah called Adam as a Chovas HaShava, there is no Chovas HaShava. Right, in a case where it is Avun Mikol Adam. Why is that true? The Hezber is Yeyush. But that Hagdara, that Hezber, the Tam HaHalacha, will not limit or expand the scope of the Halacha. In other words, you cannot say that if Amad Vitzavach, this does not apply. The Torah says if something is Avad Mikol Adam, there's no Mitzvah Sashavah. The Gemara in the Dharma Dafayim Gimel discusses the following Chiddush. Mishnah discusses cases, Poshev Shaka, there's no Kiddushin Daraisa, but an Ishus, a form of Nisuin, but an Ishus to Rabbanon. Higi Hazman Bo Nisein. There was Erisin, and Baal is dragging his feet. He doesn't undergo Nisuin. Well, at some point in time, the Chachamim were going to say, time has come. Either Nisuin, and if not, we're going to impose all the Chiyuvim of Ishus. Normally, the Chiyuv Mezonos does not begin until Nisuin. But if you're not willing to continue, so Higi Hazman Lunisi, so Cheles Mishalava, Cheles Petruma. So in such a case, he has to support her. With Hagas Hazman, there the Sukh Nidram Dafayim Gimel says the following great Kiddush, that he can exclusively be made for her Nidarim. Even though Posh of Shaf, this is not Ishus Daraisa, but Higi Hazman, she's a Nesua. She's not a Nesua. But already, if Higi Hazman, Ocheles Mishalom, we will allow him to exclusively have the right to Hafarim. So the obvious difficulty is the following. This is not Ishus Daraisa, this is not Nisuin. So what right do we have to assume that he can be made for this Neder? While she's an Arusa, it has to be a shared with the Av and the Baal. The Gemara answers Kidra Pilchas. What does that mean? Kol hanoderes, al das baili hinoderes. Why is it that the Baal has a schus safara? Kol hanoderes, al das baili hinoderes. And the Gemara says the following, well, if he is already supporting her, and he is doing, so therefore, we will apply the status of a Baal to him as well. So the Ran is immediately bothered by the following. What does that mean? This is just an umdana. An umdana. So the Ran writes the following possibility that the Ran rejects out of hand. That ika di alfa meyacha, mi shenadr al das chavera harezi yacha lahat nidra. If I make a neder, al das chavera, you have a schus hafara. Because the only reason a Baal has the schus hafara is called Noderes Aldaas Baili Noderes. So therefore, if anybody will say that I am making my neder dependent on this individual, he has a schus hafara. Well, that's, of course that's not true. Or maybe the opposite. If a woman will state explicitly that I am making a neder, and I am not interested at all with what my husband has to say about this, I want it to be chal categorically, so the Baal does not have a schus hafara. The rabbi says, of course that's not true. A Baal has a schus hafara, and anyone else does not. Kol hanoderes adas baali hinoderes is simply a hagdara. But you don't take that hagdara and run with it, and say, therefore, we can extend the halakha of hafara to anyone else, or we will limit it. What you can do is the following. The Torah recognizes that a Baal has a schus hafara. You can include such a Baal in that category as well, based on Kol HaDeres HaDas Baali HaNoderes. And therefore one could argue with Kiddush, even though the condition is only Drabanan, this Baal has a schus hafara midaraisa. What is the yesod of that sukkah of Kol HaDeres HaDas Baali HaNoderes? that what Chazal provide as a Hagdara cannot be used to include that which is out of the pale or to exclude that which is within. If the Torah says this is a right that the Baal has, one cannot assume, no, the Baal does not have that right, because in this case, obviously, this woman was not doing so. The same is true, as we'll see, when it comes to the Sugya Baal Vasra and Avkuf Mendes, when it comes to a case of Krov and Izmir. It's an important yisod. We'll have to see the applications. What is it that Chazal do when they create a Hagdara? Do you have a right to limit or expand the scope of halacha based on the Hagdara? The application to also be the following. It's not just simply a gzeiras hakosim, that ava mikol adam, there's no chovas ha'ashava. Right? The form that it takes, the Hagdara is one of yeyush. That's what the Rambam writes explicitly. But that does not mean that in a case when it is avud mikol adam, where amad v'tzavach, there would be a chovas ha'ashava. Through the Hagdaras HaChazal, one cannot argue that although the Pasuk says A, right, the reality is B. This is what we'll have to discuss. Therefore, it's no steering. Rabbi Yochanan will say this is absolute Yeyush, and at the same time assume that if Amad Vitzavah, nonetheless you can still, in fact, be Zonah. That's why I have to add a little bit of viewer to this as well. So we'll do this tomorrow, and then take a look, as mentioned, the Tosus and the Avsam of Bavim and Beis. The combination that Tosa says of Yeyush together with Shin Rishus, how exactly does that work? Is it considered to Metzah Ma'akinyan? Pay special attention to the context of the Tosa. When it comes to Hekdish, then take a look at that piece in itself. And we'll have to discuss the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Yeyush and Shin Rishus are just considered to be Me'ein Ha'akinyan, or do we assume that Shin Rishus is only necessary to solve the issue of Yisrael Ha'akinyan?